I look like Merle Haggard and sound a lot like David Allan Coe. And the barmaid in the last town that we played in knew the words to every song I'd wrote. She said, Jimmy Rabbit turned her on to my last album just about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, Johnny Cash helped me get out of prison long before Rodriguez stole that goat. I've been the Rhinestone Cowboy for so long I can't remember, and I can do you every song Hank Williams ever wrote. And I can sing all them songs about Texas, and I still do all the sad ones that I know. I can't help it, I look like Merle Haggard, and I sound a lot like David Allan Coe. But the country DJs all think I'm an outlaw, and they'd never come to see me in this dive, where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. The loudmouth in the corner is getting to me, talking about my earrings and my hair.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh. I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Home folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine. But by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines. 'Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years, I find I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home.
With my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. From Ipanema to the World, I am Flavio Chamis, and tonight we bring a star of the Brazilian guitar world. He has been in Pittsburgh a number of times, but also played in more than 60 countries around the world. Despite being relatively young, he has dozens of CDs, DVDs, and is the winner of several important music competitions, including the Montreux Jazz. Diego amazes his audiences not only with his exceptional technique, but especially with his joy of playing. He makes new fans every time he enters the stage, and I am sure that at the end of this program, he will have some new friends. We have Diego as a guest of this program, as he was playing in Pittsburgh at the James Studio just a couple of weeks ago. Welcome to this program, Diego Figueiredo.
This is Diego Figueiredo. I'm a guitarist from Brazil, and it's a great pleasure to be here from Ipanema to the world with Flavio and share a little bit of my music with you. So I am from Franca. It's a small town in Brazil. I was born there in 1980, and I started playing very young. My father gave me my first guitar when I was 5 years old, and he was engineer for profession. But he loved music. He played the guitar for fun. He used to play the old traditional Brazilian samba canção, choro. And he introduced me all that style. He loved to play the guitar the old way that they used to play the guitar in Brazil. And that was my first contact with music. And then a year later, when I was six, a cousin of my father, he played mandolin. And he gave me that mandolin when he died. So that was my beginning when I was 5, 6 years old. I have a brother, he's older, and he's a guitar player. So he started studying before me. And so I had two influences in my home, my brother and my father. And then my father was trying to find the best teacher around my city. And I was so lucky because one of the best musicians I met in my life was living 40 miles from my hometown. So he was a doctor called Haroldo Garcia, and I started studying with this guy when I was just 12 years old. And then my mind opened totally with music, and in Brazilian music, jazz and classical music. So then I started studying like for real. And then parallel with that, beside that, I studied classical music. So I studied for 6 years classical guitar with another teacher. And then I had a short time at the Tatuí Conservatory. But most during this time, I used it to study maybe 8 hours a day in my room. So creating my own ideas and studying. Beside that, I performed in rock band, pop band, bars, and so professionally I started playing when I was 13, making my money to live with music. So after that, I started playing solos in theaters, doing some concerts by myself, and then I won some prizes that helped me a lot to keep moving. Visa Prize, was one of the winners in 2001. And then I have, after that, the great Brazilian songwriter Belchior invited me to play with him. We stayed together for 7 years. But during this time, I used it to keep doing my solo concerts and my all things. And I had the opportunity to play 2 times at Montreux. There was competition, the guitar competition in Montreux Jazz Festival. In 2005 and 2007, when I met George Benson, and he loved my music, and we became friends. And every time he goes to Brazil, he says, "Diego, I am at the hotel. Come here, let's play some." So it opened my music for Europe and the United States that time, 2005. And then I start touring a lot internationally. So the things start coming internationally that time. Plus, I started releasing albums since 1999. My first recording that is available, it's called Segundas Intenções. That's a solo guitar album, electric guitar. Mm-hmm. From that album, I suggest you could listen Brigas Nunca Mais and Sampa. Thank you. So when I started coming to the United States, 2006, 2007, I really love to be here because the opportunity that you have to play with all the musicians, it's wonderful. I had the opportunity to play with some of my idols that I used to listen when I was 13, like Larry Coryell. I played with him many concerts as Do It. And I used to listen Larry when I was very young. So it was a dream, like play together for a long time. And he loved Brazilian music, and it was wonderful. Stanley Jordan, too, another guy that we had the opportunity to play. And we're still playing together. We have a couple concerts coming together. And we recorded one live concert at Montreux, Rio Montreux Jazz Festival, probably to coming soon. It's not released yet. And other guys, George Benson. I used to play with some great jazz musicians that I love. John Clayton, bass, Jeff Hamilton, all guys that we used to listen when we were very young. So America brought me that experience, that great experience to be on the jazz scene, to perform with all these guys. And so there is one guy that I love to play with. It's my friend, Khaled. He's a wonderful clarinet and sax player, Khaled Kempeplosk. Maybe we could listen one of the songs of the album, Amizade. Thank you.
This was Retrato em Branco e Preto, before that Apelo. And we opened this set with One Note Samba, all with Diego Figueiredo and the saxophone or clarinet of Ken Poplowski. Diego Figueiredo, a star Brazilian guitarist, is the guest of our program tonight.
So there is another friend that we used to play together. It's a great singer, a French singer called Cyril Aimet. I'd say let's listen to an arrangement we did together of Caravan.
Night and stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines up in our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulders as we creep across the sand, so I may keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting, you are so inviting, resting in my arms as I thrill to the many charms of you. Upon my shoulder beneath the blue, where I can find my dreams come true, beneath the desert caravan.
I just recorded a new album called Follow the Signs. This is an album with guitar, electric bass, and percussion with string quintet. This is most original songs, 11 originals. It's just one arrangement of Mist that I did in the version of Bolero. So let's listen one of this, or two of this, the songs. I suggest Follow the Signs and Mist. Thank you.
You recognize that song, Misty, Errol Gardner, Pittsburgh, but this time in a bolero version by Diego Figueiredo. He is the Latin Grammy nominee guitar player we're listening in today's program. We have time to finish with just the two of us, with Diego Figueiredo and the voice of Cyril Aimé. Thank you for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Always glad when you listen to us on Fridays at 7 p.m. on WRCT FM 88.3 in Pittsburgh or live streaming at wrct.org. Enjoy the guitar of Diego Figueiredo and the voice of Cyril Aimé.
Crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I wanna spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us. Oh, just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I. We look for love, no time for tears, wasting water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us. Whoa. Just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I. Day-a-da-da-day, day-a-da-da-day, day-a-da-da-day. I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us. Just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try, just the two of us. Just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I. Day-a-da-da-day, 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 day-a-da-da-day.
There is a CD I recorded in 2007 called Standards, and one of the songs that I would love to share with you is Rosa by Pixinguinha.
Announcements, it'll be time for an hour of bluegrass on the Black Diamond Show right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the older music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Tune into the Saturday Light Brigade, where host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Before we check the WRCT Pittsburgh radio calendar and the WRCT Pittsburgh music calendar, Lisa Alexander from Calliope House has something she wants to tell us about.
Hi, I'm Lisa Alexander from Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society. We're so excited to be presenting the much-loved Illinois-based band The Way Down Wanderers on April 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in East Liberty. Named number one of 10 new artists you need to know by Rolling Stone Country, this band's high-energy percussion, mandolin, guitar, bass, banjo, and fiddle weave seamlessly together to create an experience for fans that has sold out shows across the UK and the United States. The Associated Press says, somewhere on the spectrum between Old Crow Medicine Show and Mumford & Sons lies the spirited bluegrass-based artistry of the Way Down Wanderers. It is joyful, daring, and occasionally sublime. You will leave this show feeling good, and I sincerely hope you join us on Saturday, April 30th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets and more information can be found on our website at www.calliopehouse.org.
Thank you, Lisa. Let's move on to the radio calendar.
Art All Night is returning. Art All Night 25 will be in person. It'll be running from 4 p.m. Saturday, April 23rd through 2 p.m. Sunday the 24th at 630th Street in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, down there sort of between Lawrenceville and the Strip District. Art All Night is a free 22-hour festival that features art and performances from hundreds of new, emerging, and established artists. The event features hundreds of unique works of art, around-the-clock performances from musicians and performers, dozens of films, and interactive activities for both children and adults. The previous year's event, held online, hosted artwork, music, films, and performances from more than 700 participants. Join in the Artful Extravaganza, celebrates its